Snow was accumulating Thursday on Bel Air Mountain in the Catskills thanks to a storm, but a group of the ski center supporters wants to see funding pile up as well. A group of residents and business owners comprising Friends of Bel Air Mountain posted a petition on change.org calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to ensure that Bel Air Mountain Ski Center in Ulster County is among the funding priorities this budget cycle. Their petition was prompted by Cuomo's January 23rd announcement that the state will invest up to $20 million for major upgrades at Whiteface and Gore Mountains in the Adirondacks. Delaware County resident and Bel Air Ski Patrol member Rosina Montana is part of Friends of Bel Air Mountain.
The unit management plan is what drives all of the state-owned facilities, and it took quite a few years to get ours up to date. And since it was put into effect in 2015, the bottom line is show us the money, you know, fund us. We haven't seen anything for any of the projected things that need to be done for Bel Air.
The petitioners have not stated a specific amount of funding, but do want what they call the economic engine of the area to receive funding for a wide range of improvements, including for safety. Montana says ski lifts need to be replaced, for example. In fact, replacing and adding ski lifts is part of the approved $74 million unit management plan. The plan also calls for adding 16 ski trails, constructing new parking lots, and acquiring the lands of the former High Mount Ski Center. Chris Erickson is a ski instructor at Bel Air and one of the petition's originators.
We're not asking for, you know, lots and lots of money. We're just asking for the amount of money that it takes to bring us up to current standards. And right now, it's unfortunate that the infrastructure of that mountain is not in a great place.
Erickson, who also serves as Orange County Deputy Health Commissioner, says funding for Bel Air will help draw tourists from the New York City metropolitan region and support local communities.
In giving some funding and this need, this boost in the arm that Bel Air needs, will help all the resorts and help the entire economy in that region.
Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill says that when the legislature allowed for the Olympic Regional Development Authority takeover of Bel Air in 2012, there was an understanding that the tourist destination in Catskill Park would be maintained.
And that was actually the agreement that was promised when ORDA took over for the Department of Environmental Conservation in managing Bel Air Mountain. The promise was made that the resources would be there to make sure that Bel Air was able to continue to provide the services and have the conditions that people who are from the greater metropolitan area and this community have come to expect.
State Budget Division spokesman Morris Peters in an emailed statement says, quote, the budget includes $12.5 million for ORDA facilities, including Bel Air, and we're currently working on a comprehensive plan to provide additional resources to all three ORDA ski facilities, end quote. Cahill is looking for specific Bel Air funding in the budget.
We looked for funding for Bel Air, as we do every year, and as is the case every year, the governor's budget does not provide specific funding for the capital project needs of Bel Air. In years past, we've insisted that it be put back in keeping with the promise that was made to the community, and in years past, we've been successful in having money put back into the budget. This is not the same as the $74 million development proposal that some are advocating for. This is really the basic stuff that's necessary just to keep Bel Air functioning.
The petitioners praise Cuomo for boosting tourism statewide, but want to ensure Bel Air is part of the effort. As of Thursday morning, the petition was 200 shy of its 1,500 signature goal. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.